South Korean President Lee Myung-bak issued a statement Tuesday saying the country has lost a great political leader whose aspirations to achieve democratization and inter-Korean reconciliation will long be remembered by the people. Friends and close family members were by the former president as he passed away earlier in the day. Mr. Kim had been hospitalized since last month for pneumonia.
Kim Dae-jung 전 대통령님은
The hospital president, Dr. Park Chang-il, says Mr. Kim died of multiple organ failure. Kim Dae-jung may be best remembered around the world for the groundbreaking photographic images of him and North Korean leader Kim Jong-il holding hands during the June 2000 inter-Korean summit. In a speech at the time, Mr. Kim said he believed strongly in a future in which North and South Korea cooperate, reconcile, and reunify. The 2000 summit thawed nearly half a century of chilled relations between the two halves of the peninsula since a 1953 armistice paused at their three-year war. Mr. Kim went on to win a Nobel Peace Prize for his role in arranging the meeting, although the achievement would later be tainted by allegations that South Korea gave the North $500 million to agree to it. Mr. Kim followed up on the summit with what he called the Sunshine Policy of pouring massive amounts of aid and investment into the North while demanding very little in return. North-South contacts expanded dramatically, and hundreds of families that had been separated by the war got a chance to hold brief reunions. But the Sunshine Policy, which Mr. Kim's successor, President Nomu-hyun, also followed, failed to prevent North Korea from developing and testing a nuclear weapon. Critics of President Kim's policy say it failed to bring about any substantive change in the North. Human rights activists faulted Mr. Kim for his near-total silence on systematic human rights abuses there. After a period of U.S. exile, Mr. Kim won the South Korean presidency in 1997 after two failed previous attempts. He is credited with helping South Korea recover from the brink of bankruptcy during the Asian financial crisis. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.